Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Episode 58 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast coming at you on this Friday morning. Hopefully you're listening to it sometime on Friday. If you're listening to it after, welcome to episode 58. We're about to play Northwestern at the time of this recording, and we're going to talk about it, all right? We hope you guys enjoy. Let's sit back, relax, and do it.
Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans. This is episode 58 of the podcast, and this week the Hawks have Northwestern. Pat Fitzgerald can still eat my meat. That's it. That's my intro. Kluver, you can do your thing.
Wow. All right. I was, the people really enjoyed that last week. One guy had a great t-shirt idea.
I did absolutely love his t-shirt idea.
That was pretty good. I don't remember it word for word, but it was like just a stick figure with a t-shirt on that said, that just said, Fitzgerald can eat my meat. And that's where we're going with this episode. Kevin's name in supporting fashion, his screen name, as you guys have come to realize that, you know, he kind of has an interesting one each week. This week, it's Lick That Kitty.
Quite the double entendre.
So, Kevin, would you like to speak for yourself on that one?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. That's one of our shorter intros, maybe to the enjoyment of some of you. Maybe some of you like our long intros.
And some of you might be disgusted right now.
Probably. Got at least half the people to have already turned it off, which, honestly, the goal. anyway, it's been a good week, at least in my life. Anything exciting happen in your lives that you want to talk about?
I have a fun poker story that has nothing to do with the actual intricacies of poker, but an interaction that I think all of you might enjoy.
Okay. Would love to hear that. Kevin, I don't know if you have anything, but this, we need something because I've done absolutely no preparation in this episode. In fact, while Drake tells this story, I'm probably going to look up the Big Ten scores from the last weekend. So we have something to talk about before we talk about the Hawks. But yeah, Drake, go ahead.
All right. So I was playing poker yesterday, and at the casino that I play at, they call Wednesdays Wacky Wednesdays, and it's for good reason. They do a promotion where every 30 minutes, the high hand gets $250. So like it brings in quite the unique crowd to try and hit some high hands and, you know, make a little money that night. And there was this one guy who claimed to be pretty rich, and he was playing as if he probably wasn't lying. And he tried to bluff me out of a hand for a massive pot, and I called him and was right. And so he was very unhappy with me at that point. And then I beat him in another substantial pot with aces, and he was even less happy at that point. So then come back to the third hand, and I raised a pair of twos, and he raised me back over the top, and I just laughed and I said, you know what, man, I'm going to let you have this one. And I folded, and this gentleman went off the handle on me, and he's like, oh, what now, pussy, you're going to fold? He's like, now you're going to be a bitch now that you got the money, huh, bitch boy? He's like, huh, let's play some cards, pussy. I thought that's what you want to do, putting all that money in. Let's play cards, you know? And I was like, wow, this is going to make quite the story on the podcast.
He called you all that?
He did. I mean, that might not have been word for word, but bitch and pussy were used several times in succession.
And he's upset that he won the hand, or
no? Well, he's upset that maybe he had a good hand in that instance. But I just I think the straw that broke the camel's back was after this. I thanked him for paying the next 2 months of my mortgage up front, and he then left the game shortly after.
Gotta love poker. Brings out the best in people.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those listening that are going to, you know, you're on that track. You're, because I know there's some of you more technically inclined elder individuals who are in their 50s, 60s, which I'm not saying anything about you. You still got half of your life left as long as you're taking care of yourself, especially with some scientific advancements in the next 20, 30 years. But you're older than us, and you know, you're close to retirement maybe. If you're thinking about going to Arizona to retire, and you're going to spend a little time at the casino, maybe on the poker tables, Drake is making a living off of all of you people. So,
it's unbelievable how loose people are with their money down here.
It's a great thing. Arizona's just a great place. We really do need to come out. Me and Kevin are going to come out hopefully after the season, maybe February sometime, hopefully. We need to plan that probably.
I'll tell you what, man. Like all the planning is on your guys' part, because my door's open.
Yeah, I know. We'll get it figured out. Kevin, anything exciting happen in the life of Dr. Ward?
Nah, man. Just keep grinding away every day. That's about it.
You don't sound quite as happy as when you were about to go to Vegas.
No, well, I'm pretty fucking sick today, so that's kind of got me down.
Oh, you're sick. Shit. Did you work today?
Yeah, it was a pretty miserable day.
Okay. Well, funny enough, I actually filled in. I would be working literally as we record this right now. The afternoon shift, evening shift at the gym, but the guy who was scheduled for the morning shift got sick, and so I came out of the bullpen in relief.
It's the Iowa bug, man. You guys got the weather shift and all the fluky weather and stuff. It's brings out the sickness.
Yeah, it's tough. I fortunately don't get sick, and I know some of you are going to be like, well, no, now that you said you don't get sick, you're going to get sick. It's not the way it works, because I haven't been sick in a really long time. I attribute a lot of that to the fasting that I do. I think that honestly helps. Otherwise,
and also you just don't put a lot of shit in your body, so that helps.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I was thinking about my diet. I was thinking about my diet because today I got super excited. Anyone who follows me on Instagram, I got super excited about ground turkey and rice, which I eat some form or combination of lean meat and rice basically every day. And somehow I continue to get excited about it. And I was thinking about the diet while I was training for pro day. And boys, it was the best 4 months of my life.
Yeah, you were so sloppy though, dude. Like, you were so sloppy.
Maybe when we post this, someone that listens to this, get on Twitter right now and tell me to tweet the picture. I'll tweet out the picture of me the night, no, 1 week post pro day. I'll put that on Twitter. It's on my Instagram if you want to go see it, spliced together with the 1 year post of that moment. But I looked bad, and I felt bad. I was in such a scenario that I had put on so much weight in such little time that my body and my hand-eye coordination was, you know, some people feel klutzy. You're like, oh, I don't have the coordination I used to. I deteriorated that hand-eye coordination, that foot-speed coordination, relative to cone drills and stuff that we were doing in training so badly, so quickly that I was like a full half second behind my mind deciding what to do and my body being able to do it. It was pretty bad. But on the other hand, I was drinking a half gallon of chocolate milk a day, eating full frozen pizzas probably two times a week for lunch, all the macaroni and cheese and Culver's that you could have. Anywhere there was a dessert, I was having at least four or five, assuming that it was like brownies or cookies or something like that. And I really miss that.
Yeah, honestly, now that you say it like that, you make a pretty good case for it.
It's fun to do for like that time period, like 3 or 4 months. Otherwise, I was starting to feel pretty diabetic. pretty heart disease.
Remember when we got Wiz to believe you actually had diabetes?
Let's talk about that for a second, because I think this is a good moment to shout out our good buddy, John Wiz. John, if you listen, I guess there's a chance you're listening.
We got you.
we got you on a few things over our time at the Benton House, which is you're probably one of the best guys I know, John. One of the most well-intended guys I've ever met in my life. Maybe a little gullible, just slightly gullible. I never had a good diet during college. It definitely got better as time went on. John Wisniewski was Kevin and I's third roommate, for those that aren't caught up. And summer of 2014, we moved in. And shout out to Jimmy John's for supplying John with his first 2 weeks of meals. Because John wasn't so good or wasn't so into cooking for himself right away. And in that whole debacle of us young 19-year-old kids trying to learn how to fend for ourselves, somewhere along the line, we came up with, why did we tell him that, Kevin?
I don't know, because you ate like a ridiculous amount of sugar and we thought it'd be funny.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't eat. So basically the story is I didn't eat well, and John was like giving me shit about it one time, and I was like, yeah, I have to really watch it sometimes because I'm diabetic and it messes with my blood sugar, and you know, I just gotta monitor it from time to time. And it was a joke where me and Kevin didn't let up on the punchline when it happened. And so for 2 or 3 weeks, or was it like two or 3 months?
It was a long time, dude. It was more than 2 weeks.
It was maybe like 3 months. We brought it back up and we were like, hey, John, remember that time when we convinced you that I was diabetic? And he was like, wait, you're not diabetic?
Oh, Jesus.
It was one of the most pure joy laughs I had ever had. Right behind when me and Kevin first saw the gif of Pat Fitzgerald. Great segue.
What a segue. Fucking segue. Not the gif, the vine.
Uh, the vine of Pat Fitzgerald.
You know, I'm going to see if I can find it right now.
I believe it was a big win. Yeah, see if you can find it. You should be able to. Just YouTube Pat Fitzgerald vine or something. And the Wildcats of Northwestern, the Kitties, as Kevin would say, had just come away with a big win.
No, they just lost
to
someone they shouldn't have, actually.
Oh, I thought he was talking about how he was trying to get out of town. Huh. Well, either way, someone took what Pat said, Coach Fitzgerald said, and titled it, When your DD starts taking shots of fireball at the bar.
And I got it right here.
Okay. And this is what...
Let's get home safe.
If you can see, for all you listening right now, go Google it because you need to see his face when he's making the noises. And then pair that and imagine someone saying that in that situation of your DD is starting to take shots at the bar.
Dude, I actually remember like that came out. It was like the Saturday after, or it was like the night we got home from the Illinois game in 2014. And you and me were crying laughing for a solid 15 minutes at that vine.
15 minutes straight. I swear to God, Kevin and I watched that vine. A vine is only 6 seconds. We probably watched it 150 times. And we laughed, and we're both crying laughing. And I don't know, it was one of those times. Think of those times where you just got caught off guard. You're in the right mood. It's the right moment, the right person, the right tone of voice. And you just could not stop laughing for whatever reason. It was one of those for 15 minutes. And Kevin and I were alone in our living room. It was a good time. But anyway, speaking of Fitzgerald and the Kitties, that's who we play. That's who we play this weekend. 11 a.m. game. What's their fucking field called?
Ryan Field.
Just another Big Ten stadium that made me feel like I was playing in a high school game.
It was a very good high school stadium.
Great high school stadium. And for all of the you know, you go into Evanston or around that area into Chicago and you see all the propaganda, I guess I'll call it, that like, oh, Northwestern, Chicago's Big Ten team, or whatever. That's a lie. And we all know who the Big Ten team for Chicago is. It's the Hawks, baby. It's the motherfucking Hawks.
They might be like the fifth most popular team in Chicago.
Northwestern?
Yeah. Notre Dame was more popular. Wisconsin's more popular. Michigan's more popular. The Hawks are probably more popular.
Yeah.
And then maybe Northwestern.
Yeah, it's you know, purple's a good color. I like purple. And I honestly, I said it before, I like Pat Fitzgerald as a coach. He runs his program, he runs a tight ship, for the most part, a lot more so than, you know, most coaches do. He is I can say this with like 98% confidence, he's the second longest tenured Big Ten coach.
That is correct.
KF. So he's doing good things. And we mentioned that they were the Big Ten West champions last year, albeit maybe on the heels of some luck. A lot of things had to fall right. But yeah, I mean, they do some okay things. In 2019, they're not a good football team. They're not even close.
Having a rough year.
They're not even close. Last week on Friday, they played a Friday game, and they got absolutely demolished by the Ohio State Buckeyes, 52-3. Now, granted, Ohio State, I was going to make the comparison. They might be able to compete with an NFL team. Not even close. But they're damn good. Top of the Big Ten, for sure. And that doesn't say a whole lot about Northwest.
Hey, guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify. One of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app, search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify, or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
And some of their other losses that are a lot worse probably do. What are your guys' initial thoughts here for the game on Saturday, and anything specific that you're looking for on either side?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm with you, Kluver. I have a lot of respect for Coach Fitzgerald. So my oldest brother, Pat, he played there. He started for 3 years at left tackle. He does run a tight ship. He's a very discipline oriented coach who, kind of like us, they don't always have the most talent on the field, but they win by playing smart, disciplined football and trying and being tough. So, we kind of have similar modeled programs in that sense. And, sometimes they do a good job of it. This year, they're a little bit down. That Clemson transfer quarterback, who was like a 5-star in high school, has not panned out, and they have like possibly the worst offense in the nation.
They're bad.
It's bad.
I think someone tweeted a stat at us that they average like 283 yards of offense or something. 273. It's pretty abysmal.
Yeah, so that's pretty bad. So I bet Phil and Seth Wallace are just kind of licking their chops this weekend, wondering, hey, maybe we can get these bastards to go backwards. Maybe we can have more negative yards than our offense can have positive yards. I think that's probably going to be the goal this week. And we might need it, because, Northwestern, they have a solid defense. And unfortunately, this week we have we found out that Brandon Smith is going to be out for a little bit. He's probably, I would say, the MVP of our offense right now. I think he's the most explosive guy on offense that really has the biggest playmaking ability, and to lose him is a significant part of our offense. So, basically what I'm getting to is bet the under. Don't know what's at. Don't care. Bet the under.
Bet it. There you go. That's Kevin's thoughts. Drake, anything to add to that?
Kevin said that he, respects Fitzgerald. I don't. They beat us twice.
Shocker.
Yeah, I don't like the guy, man. They beat us twice in a row, the last two times we played them. Both games just felt fluky, just like him in general. I don't know, man. Can't foresee the Hawks not beating this team. They're just a really poor Northwestern team, and it's just like one of those Northwestern teams where a loss just wouldn't be acceptable at all. Kind of like a couple of ours felt really bad. This would be one of those that felt really, really bad.
Yeah, I think the last 2 years we lost them was like 14-10, and then our senior year was 17-10. Hawk fans, just get ready for a similar type game. It's going to be low scoring. Who can make a big play? Who can make something happen? Drake, you don't like Pat Fitzgerald. Pat Fitzgerald hates Iowa, probably because he broke his leg.
I literally, if I could, I would punch Pat Fitzgerald in the face. I would, 100%.
And he'd probably take that challenge because he's a big dude.
Thick guy.
Yeah, but he hates Iowa because he broke his leg against them, and honestly, I think that's his fault. Only soft and mentally weak people break their legs, right, Drake?
Wow.
Why did he click his mic off right after he said that?
You know what that reminds me of, and this is a story that that Bo used to tell me about, is it could not be more of a mirrored moment. Quick backstory, Bo and Josie are good friends that lived in the back house. You might have heard of them. One plays in the NFL. The other is an engineer.
You heard that correct, people.
Highly qualified. They used to tell me, or they were telling a story one time how in meetings, Kevin would answer a question that would one of the coaches would ask, and then he'd immediately take a sip of his water, like to put a little cap on his point of like, fucking right, I just got that question correct, or something like that. And him clicking off the mic reminds me exactly of that.
I did do that. It wasn't so much of a, oh, look at me, I'm so smart. It was literally just a, it was kind of like a tick.
Like a coping.
It wasn't even like when I was answering a question or anything. It was literally like whenever I was in meetings, anytime after I talked, doesn't matter what it was, I just had to take a sip of water afterwards.
And take your defense.
It got so bad, they really started making fun of me for it.
Yeah, so that's what that reminded me of. Anyway, highly disrespectful comment towards you, Drake.
Unbelievably disrespectful. I'll find a way to disrespect him. Don't worry. My brain's working.
Okay.
Don't hurt yourself.
Going back to when... Okay. Going back to the start of that conversation, Drake, you said you don't like Pat Fitzgerald. I'm wondering if at this point in your life there is anyone you like.
I like you guys.
Oh, you still like me?
I like Brady Ross.
Ah, Brady Ross.
I like the Hawks in general, but I like a few of them more than others. You know, I have my favorites.
Sure. Yeah.
But as far as like opposing coaches and stuff, like,
you gotta like him more than like PJ Fleck or
I like him more than. Well, no, actually. To be honest, I think PJ Fleck's like one of those guys that actually has like a big ass heart. I don't know. I saw,
yep,
you know,
there it is. Jump on the bandwagon, baby. Go for 7-0.
No,
let's go.
No, I'm not about him as a great football coach or them actually being a great football team. I'm just saying I kind of like the guy as like his heart, like with the kid with cancer. I don't exactly know how to frame that in a statement.
Yeah, yeah.
But just like, I don't know. He seems like he actually truly cares about his players, similar to the coach that we played for. And he doesn't, I don't know. He's still an asshole, but he's less of an asshole to me because of that.
Okay. I think, and this is what I'm excited about potentially. First of all, on the defensive side of the ball, Kevin, you said, they're licking their chops right now. I think they're going to have a big week. I think they're going to have one of those weeks where they just – very similar to if any of you watched the Patriots play the Jets the other night. Darnold was trying to throw it to the Patriots. Also, I was playing the Patriots defense, and I almost lost that goddamn game in fantasy. Luckily, Darnold stopped throwing it to them. But I think our defense could potentially have – I think it's in my gut feeling. There's nothing that you could predict this with ever, but I think it might be a 4 or 5 turnover game for the Hawks. It's just going to be one of those anomaly games. And that's just a feeling I have. There's nothing to back that. Secondly,
your feeling is right, because I think whoever wins the turnover battle is going to win this game.
I would agree. And then the second thing on the offensive side of the ball, kind of a bittersweet thing. We have and have had all year, and I think to some fans, dislike, you know, Oliver Martin comes in the game that first game, catches a touchdown. He's got 7 catches on the year or something like that, I think, and hasn't been a huge factor at all. And I think a lot of people were expecting him to be, especially after that first game. And now with Brandon Smith out, everybody takes one step up the ladder, and I think this provides opportunity for somebody else to fill that next man role in, and maybe make some plays, make a name for themselves, come out and pull a little Akram Wadley from 2015, where he came out and had like freaking 200 yards and 4 touchdowns or something nuts against Northwestern at Ryan Field. So, I think it could be one of those games for somebody on offense. I'm excited to see people get the chance. Yeah, that's about all I got. Anything else?
I mean, just to go back to the Oliver Martin point, people are, you know, almost up in arms about why he's like not higher on the depth chart. And Yeah, he was really good in high school. We saw him on at Kids Day, and he caught a good cut touchdown versus Miami, Ohio. But other than that, like, we don't really know what he's capable of. The coaches see him every day. So the fact that he's not getting more time or he's not in the lineup, like, there's probably a reason for it, people, okay? Just because he's good in high school doesn't mean they always pan out. Ryan, I'm going to throw you under the bus right now. You were a high school All-American. You didn't start one game. That's my brother, people, okay? So I'm just saying the coaches see something. They like something and the other guy's better. There's a reason, okay? That's all I'm saying.
What's crazy?
No, hold on, Kluver. I concede I'm no longer the most brutal dude on this podcast. That was brutal, Kev.
I mean, it was brutally honest. But what's crazy is there's this podcast where three former players, they talk about stuff, and they have like some real validity behind what they say. And this summer, they got fucking blasted over the Oliver Martin stuff after they said that he might not, you know, come out and just be a superstar right away. And I mean, that's crazy.
And I mean, I'm going to admit, like, we don't have any better view than the average fan does. Like,
not anymore.
We don't go to practices anymore. Like, I went to one practice during camp. That was it. So, I mean, it
sounds like our spring of senior year.
Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, like, there's a reason, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. It's that time of the week. Awards winners into effect. Kevin, maybe you were sick and maybe you didn't even get to the casino. I don't know. But
every degenerate gets the casino. It don't matter if he's got a fucking flu or a stuffy nose or what he's got.
Yeah. I have a feeling that he made the trip or he at least has some idea. So, Kevin, enlighten us this week, please.
So I like to make my picks early in the week so that the lines don't move against you.
True.
So I usually like to make my picks on Monday. And it's a good thing I did. So I got Notre Dame at +1.5 versus the Michigan Wolverines.
And now they're giving up points, aren't they?
Yeah. Notre Dame is now a 1-point favorite. So,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, if I would have gotten there literally as the lines opened, I could have gotten Notre Dame like +2 points, but, you know, couldn't get there fast enough. Damn job. Yeah, Harbaugh can't win the big games. I don't think he wins this big game. I mean, that's it. What else more do you need?
That's literally all you got to say, man. You got it. You nailed it on the head.
I mean, tell me the biggest game that Harbaugh has won.
Like maybe against Iowa.
It might have been against the Iowa Hawkeyes 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Next.
So I got Pittsburgh -5 versus Miami. Miami just lost to one of the worst teams in the Power Five in Georgia Tech. Their program is just having a rough year in general. Pittsburgh's been having a solid year ever since their first couple weeks were a little rough. Pat Narduzzi is a good coach. Miami's going up to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh has an extra day of rest because they played on Friday last week. Get me the Panthers -5 versus the Canes, and then
I love the research.
I mean, that's pretty basic stuff, but whatever. And then lastly but not leastly, Penn State -6.5 versus Michigan State. Michigan State's having a rough year, man. They are coming off a bye, but the previous week they got shellacked by Wisconsin. I don't think they have.
They legit don't have a quarterback and probably have very little confidence.
They have very little offense. Penn State's got a very good defense. Michigan State doesn't have the vaunted defense that they used to have. So give me the Nittany Lions -6.5. It's a three-teamer. I'm not even fucking around with the possibility of drunkenly messing up the fourth team down the hedge. That's all I got for you guys.
All right, well, there you have it. Simple, cut and dry this week from Kevin. Hope you guys enjoyed us talking at you for 32 minutes. I thought it was a good one, and although that's maybe a little biased. Hope you guys have a great Friday. Hope you guys have a great Saturday. Any of you that are going and braving, I'm not even sure what the weather is going to be like, but it's probably not going to be warm, and you're going to step into that just below average stadium and watch that game. Good for you guys. Hope you have a good time at the game. And when the Hawks win, sing that fight song with them when they walk over to the crowd, because that's some of the best moments right there. That's it for the walk-ons this week. Episode 50. Episode is this? 8? Episode 58? That's it.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.